Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the 5-Star Joshi Show here on the Fight Game Media Network. I am your host, as always, Scott Edwards. And with me today is a first-time ever guest, Adriana. Welcome to the show.
Hi. So excited to be here.
I'm very excited to have you on. Obviously, we've talked previously, and I know a lot of people know that you absolutely love Stardom. You were able to go to the U.S. show. I know that. So before we get into why you're here, how was that experience?
It was so awesome. Going to a Stardom show has been like on my bucket list. I was like, there's no way I can do it unless I go to Japan.
Right.
So the fact that it was in America and I could just go, I was so sick. It was so sick.
Do you hope to go to a show in Japan eventually?
Yeah, that's going to be the next goal, is to go like to a true like random six women tags, like true Stardom experience. That's what I want to do.
Yeah, you want that house show experience.
Yeah.
It's not the big show with title matches. No, you want that. Yeah, you want what we pretty much saw this past weekend, which we will, of course, be talking about. But for everyone that has probably read the description by now, this is the big All-Star Grand Queendom 2024 preview. It is the biggest show of the year, live from the Yokohama Budai, this coming Saturday. It's a weird show.
Yeah, it is.
It's a weird show. I can't say I have the confidence in this roster that it's going to be a good show. It's just my excitement compared to last year isn't even remotely close.
Definitely,
like for the whole thing, you know. I'm looking at this card now as I get ready to go over it. I'm just like, you know, I talk myself into some of these matches, but thankfully I have the IWGP women's title match. That's what's pushing me through. But before we get there, Sunday in the world of Stardom over in Osaka was a very busy day. That's when we caught the rest of the card, essentially. So let's talk about the preview tag, because I thought the preview tag was probably the perfect place to start. It was Mika Sayori-Ano and Mayu Iwatani going head-to-head with Momo Watanabe, Hanan, and Sari's replacement, Natsupoi, which, you know, not a bad thing. How do you think this match prepared the big three matches for Queendom well? Like, here, well, besides Mayu and Sari, but I thought the little we got to see from Hana and Sayori was really good, because their match is very okay. This is the Cinderella winner versus the champion. That's it. While Mika and Momo, it's on site between these two. These two are destroying each other every time they see each other. I think they're doing a really good job at building their match. So how did you feel this match did at getting you excited for the big three?
Well, I thought the match itself was pretty good. I really liked it. I think Mika and Momo have done a good job at selling their, like, the stipulation of their match. Because at first I was like, oh, I don't know about the stipulation. But, like, the more they go at it and are each other's throats, I'm like, okay, I buy it now.
Yeah.
So.
I agree. And obviously I know you're a big Natsupoi fan.
Yes, I am.
I was watching this match and the past few weeks, so obviously like Meltier faced Wingori a few weeks ago, which was a great match. Everyone should go out of their way to see that. And I'm seeing, not to point, Sayori in this match, and I'm just saying to myself, as a big Hanan fan, I still feel like Natsupoi should be winning this belt very, very soon. Mm-hmm. But Hanan has done everything in her power to also convince me she should probably be winning. So, like, how do you feel, especially watching these two in the same match, about where the Wonder is going right now?
In my heart, I truly feel it's supposed to be Natsupoi who beats, you know, Sayori for the white belt. But Hanan has done a good job at, like, making me, like, flinch a bit. I'm like, hold on. But I don't know. It could go either way, but I still think Natsupoi is getting it after.
I do, too. I also, like, remind myself, Sayori just signed a contract with Stardom. I think it would be a shock to see her, drop it right off the bat. And I think the story, of course, writes itself with Sayori and Natsupoi. So I do hope that is the direction to go. But this match was very good. Went to a 20-minute time limit, as you kind of expected, keeping everyone strong heading into the big show. I did have a little fear that Natsupoi would just get pinned.
Because, I did, too.
Because I was like, well, she's not in the big matches, so I feel like that would make sense. But she did a good job filling in for Sari. I was really hoping she just started like throwing the forearms like Sari, just like kind of. I thought that was very funny. But the main event, of course, was a big talking point as well. It was the Crazy Star title defense as they defended the titles for the first time against the prominence duo of Risa Sera and Kurumi Haraki. And I had the realization finally after all this time that unfortunately these Stardom crowds don't fully invest in prominence. They don't really care, unfortunately, especially since Suzu left. Like, I feel like when Suzu was in it and they were invading in 2022, wow, that's so long ago now, people were invested. But now that when they come back in, it's like, the crowd's very flat, and I'm not saying Stardom crowds are usually all that lively unless it's Cork and Hall to begin with, but like these two teams were going all out. Like they were killing it. It was a great main event, a great match, and the reaction was, I was like, why are we in the clap crowd era? Like what is happening here? How did you like the match?
I thought it was pretty good. The crowd not being up for it kind of made me like, I was kind of gaslighting myself. I was like, this is not good or not. Because they're like going at it. I was like, hold on, what? Why are they all just sitting there?
Yeah, I feel like that's something with like, I've gotten used to it with pay-per-views. You know, like the crowds haven't fully come back ever since obviously last year at Queendom was great. And the Corkins are always great, but everywhere else, it's just like, we'll see when we get there. Yeah. But yeah, you can kind of like almost fall out of a match sometimes when the efforts are so good, like it was here, but the crowds are doing nothing. And I think Crazy Star is fantastic. I think Crazy Star deserves the world. So I do hope that like investment-wise, we get a little bit better with that, but they do have a crazy match coming this weekend. So after the match, I'm sitting there expecting, okay, it's going to be FWC. We're going to be great. It's going to be Crazy Star versus FWC, arguably the top tag team match in this company right now, though I'd throw Wingori in there as well with how they're going, or Meltier as well. And then O2 line, Azumi and Miyu Amasaki come out. And I was like, okay, sure. And then Starlight Kid and Ruaka come out. I was like, all right. Sure. Fine. So it's going to be a four-way tag. Earlier in the night, we also have a four-way high-speed title match.
Mm-hmm.
After teasing me that Saya Kamatani would just be challenging. It's a lot.
A lot,
lot at once. So before we get into the actual preview, how did you feel with this post-match and the team after team coming out to join?
I'm not gonna lie, I did go to bed after this match, but then I checked my because I was really tired. Yeah. Then I checked my Twitter and I was like, okay, O2's out. And then I kept going. It was more people coming out. I was like, why is Ruka out here with Starlight Kid? It's a lot of people. And I was like, oh, we just need to get everyone on the card somehow.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly that's the decision that they've made, is fill the card via title matches rather than do a battle royal of some sort. And we'll get to it in the preview. But this weekend had some good action as always. And now we head into kind of arguably the busiest time of the year for Stardom besides five-star season, as it is going to be Grand Quidam. Then the week after is Golden Week. And after that is a Corkin Hall show and Flashing Champions. So it is a lot in the next month here. I don't know if Taro Okada is going to be able to book that many shows in 2 seconds. I'm not trying to be mean, but like the speed that we get these cards out, Golden Week has, I think, 6 shows. I hope he can get them out. That's all I'm saying. But let's get to the preview. That is the meat of today's podcast. That is the excitement of today's podcast. And as always, we're going to start at the pre-show because I know that's what everyone's excited for. It'll be Momo Kogo versus Rana Yagami in the opening match. What are your thoughts on that?
I have so many thoughts about it. I don't know. What are we doing here? There's no like correlation between these two, I think, that I can think to put on the pre-show in a singles match. Why?
It feels very random. Like,
it is.
Giving them a highlight singles match.
Yeah.
It's like good for Rana because she's a rookie, obviously, and you know, she's going to do Catch the Wave for Pro Wrestling Wave soon and get a lot of singles matches there. And, you know, she's probably the number two rookie now after Carrara, who has a title match. But yeah, I have no idea why we're doing a singles match. I can't figure it out. I just saw it. And I was like, why don't you just put them all in one match? Like, you know, with the trios.
I missed the Battle Royal because they're so fun. Stardom Royals are so fun. They should have just done that again.
I have no problem with the battle royals when you do them on these big shows, because it's when they're at their best when you do them. And like, you could have just put like these, you know, 6 and Fukigen Death and, you know, probably a couple from the tag match and then had a surprise or two and it would have been fine. Yeah. But this is the pre-show we have. And then the other pre-show match is Yuna Mizumori and Aya Sakura versus Lady C and Rian. I didn't even know that. this is the first time I think I've read that out loud. Well, Cosmic Angels are a team, so there you go. That is the preview for that. Let's get to the actual card. The opening match, and okay, I'm going to show how much I am annoyed actually at this. So at the press conference last week, we revealed to the world Konami is back with Stardom. That's great. We love seeing Konami back. She's going to be back full time. God's Eye needed it. You know, you lose Mirai and, you know, it felt kind of empty at the top. Konami comes back. She can be with Shuri and so on. That's great. But we had mystery opponents. Was I wrong to get my hopes up?
No, because I did too. I was like, oh, okay. It's gonna be someone pretty cool, but it wasn't.
It wasn't. I don't know who I expected it to be.
Yeah, me neither. But I expected someone because like, oh, Konami's back full time. That's so sick, and they're hyping it up. Why didn't they just announce it then?
Exactly. Like, what could have Xena, Walk and Hanako been doing like this past weekend that's like, we can't announce this yet?
Absolutely. I don't think they were doing anything. That's the thing.
Like, I understand we didn't know Mina and Natsuko yet.
Yeah.
But like, I wasn't going to be affected if we knew this ahead of time. personally. Like, I think I would have been okay. I would have probably not pieced together that it was going to be Mina versus Natsuko yet. I don't know. I'm just so confused. I'm so confused at the decision here. Prediction wise, it's pretty easy. Yeah. Konami's winning, right? Definitely. Are you at least happy to see Konami back in a full time role? Okay.
Yeah, full time. That's pretty sick. And like you said, God's Eye definitely needed it after Mirai left. So pretty cool that they got her back.
Yeah. My feeling about Konami is like she's been back so many times now that it's like.
That's the thing.
I think once I see her in a random trios match on a random show, it'll be like, ah, she really is back now. But it's nice to see her back. Obviously a nice addition to Stardom after losing Utami, Julia, and so on. So we appreciate that. Now let's get into the actual meat of the pay-per-view here, starting with the Future of Stardom Championship. Rina defends against Sayaka Carrara. I know you love the Cosmic Angels.
I love Cosmic Angels.
Sayaka Carrara, of course, the rookie of the future here. How excited are you to see her get this big opportunity?
I'm so excited. I didn't even expect it. I'm not going to lie. When I saw that this was the match, I was like, okay, that's fine with me. My hope is that all of Cosmic Angels wins again on the show, and they recreate when they were in the ring from last year with Tam. I hope they recreate that somehow. I don't know how, but they should do that.
It would make sense. You could do it after the Sayori win, and then and then Natsupoi challenges Sayori, and we all are happy.
Yes. And then they end the show. They end the show.
They end the show. The main event's not happening. So this is important because Rina is closing in on 1 year as Future Stardom champion. She's held it for 340 days as of this recording. If she wins, she will make it likely to her next defense. They did just announce the first new blood in forever today, which is exciting. She is also two defenses away from tying Hanan's record.
Oh.
Yeah, so Rina, the 17-year-old phenom here, you know, so and I think she's gotten better and better as her reign's gone on, which has been really cool. Do you think Carrara has a shot?
Not really, but I think Rina's making it to those record defenses. I'm not gonna lie.
I think so, too. If she beats Carrara, she just needs to win her next one to tie. And I feel like that story, maybe with the return of Hina, would make sense to do that.
I think so, too.
I think that'd be a lot of fun to kind of be like, all right, we're going to face off. And if she beats her sister, she beats Hanan's record, which would be pretty cool. But... you know, the Future Stardom title is a great opening type match. So whether they go before or after Konami, you know, they don't announce the official lineup anymore until showtime. But I'm happy. I'm excited for this match. And I think Carrara has a real chance to shine here, even in defeat. Much like Yuzuki did in her title defense, much like Moran did at the Cinderella tournament. So... kind of hoping that's what they follow here. But when Sayaka Carrara hits that spear, just know everyone's going to freak out because it's going to be a moment.
She's so sick.
She is. She hits like the craziest mixture of moves for like someone who's the underdog.
Yeah.
And it's great. It's so great.
She's so cool.
I just love Carrara. So if she won, I would not be upset. I do want to say that. I think a lot of people would actually be very happy. But Rina's been a great champion. And Rina going back into the Hana show with the title, that would make me cry again. That wouldn't hurt me either. High speed title match. You were there when Saki Kashima won the title.
I was.
I need you to know how angry I was when Saki Kashima won the title. Not because I don't like Saki Kashima, but I love Mae Sara. And Mae Sara just had that match with Hazuki before that defense, of course. And that match with Hazuki was incredible. And I was like, oh my God, they're going to like probably do like Mae Sara and Azumi or something at the Buntai show. She's a double champion, and they took it all away from me. How do you feel about Saki Kashima being the champion heading into this show?
When I was there in the crowd, I was like, oh my God, a title change. I didn't expect that. And then like I watched the show, I was like, why did they do that? I don't get why they did that. Maybe they just wanted like both the goddess belts and high speed belt to be on the show. Because yeah. She's a double champion. But at the same, I don't know.
It's kind of how if, you know, if the artist belts weren't also on Micah, maybe that's why.
That's true.
Ugh, hurts me though. And she'll be facing Saya Kamatani, Saya Ida, and Fukigen Death. Saya Kamatani. One year ago was defending the Wonder of Stardom Championship against Mina Shirakawa in arguably the best match of that show.
True.
With the biggest moment on that show. Now she's I don't even mind her fighting for the high speed belt. I want to say that. But what happened? She was supposed to win the 5-star last year.
Right.
And now we're here. I'm kind of upset. Because I think Saya would be great in high speed. I really do. Mm-hmm. But I also don't think she's winning.
Oh.
So my take here is that this is just a way for Saki Kashima to win. Because I don't know if they want her to not get a defense. I have yet to make myself believe one way or the other. Part of the reason I kind of think that Crazy Star got the prominence title match just thrown in at the last second was maybe to not have successful defense reign. Maybe I'm just jumping. I'm still trying to learn the booking decisions of the new company, but I'm thinking at least one of these champions are leaving still champion. And I'm leaning with Saki Kashima right now because of how she wins matches.
Yeah, that's
you true. Know.
That's good.
But who do you think Saya's Kamatani? I almost said Saya's going to win. This two sides. do you think Kamatani's going to win?
You know what? I think she is. I think. Okay. I don't know why. I think Crazy Star is staying champion. I think Kamatani's going to be high speed. Okay. Why? I really don't have a good reason.
That's more exciting.
Why. Yeah, I would love to see her like just do high. Like she should just be doing side quests right now since they don't. She's not in the red belt scene. Just have her do side quests.
I don't mind that at all. And I think her versus May Sarah, Azumi. I know Starlight Kid doesn't want to face for it anymore, so I can't even say her. And Poi is not doing it. What is this division? I guess this makes sense why Kamatani and Ida are in it. Yeah, I mean, if someone's winning this match that isn't Kashima, I think it's going to be Kamatani.
Yeah, I don't really see Ida doing it. I don't really know why she's in it, honestly. I don't think high speed, and I don't think of her in my
opinion. I don't either. She's shorter, so maybe that was their match.
The cruiserweight division.
Yeah, like I don't really know, but I'll say this about Ida. I do think that she's had such a great year that I'm at least happy she has a title match because obviously Wing Gory couldn't defend. Mm-hmm. So that's like the one good thing. I'm gonna go with Kashima. You're gonna go with Kamatani. That means Saida's winning.
Fukigendes is holding the belt hostage.
If Saida won, I do think I would celebrate just because like
I'd pop, yeah.
It's random. I like Saida.
Yeah,
that's good enough for me.
Let's go.
We have a special singles match. It'll be Mina Shirakawa versus Natsuko Tora, arguably the two leaders of their factions.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess sort of kind
of. Yeah, kind of. Mina Shirakawa, obviously, heading over to AEW right before this to face Anna Jay. So doing a lot. Like Mina is feuding in Stardom. She has an obvious story going on AEW with her and Toni Storm. Of course, you got to see Toni Storm show up at that Stardom show. What was that feeling? Because that was obviously very Much a surprise.
Very cool. I did not. It's like her music popped up. I was like, who is this? Because I'm a Toni Storm fan. But then I saw her name. I was like, whoa. And then she said, like, Forbidden Door. I was like, hold on. That's actually pretty cool if to see AEW talent. Not AEW talent, but Stardom talent on Forbidden Door. So,
yeah. That's cool. And that was the start of the story that they're telling with Mina and Mariah, obviously. Yeah. I'm very interested to see where that match happens with Mina going back again. Because I thought they'd maybe keep Mina off of AEW TV until, like, after Double or Nothing.
Yeah, that's true.
And then build to Forbidden Door. But since she's back, I almost feel like they could consider Double or Nothing, which would be a shocker. And then maybe you have someone else from Stardom challenge at Forbidden Door. But either way, this feels like a chance to showcase Mina Shirakawa in a big singles match. And of course, it's against the heel of the company, which is Tora.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
I don't know if this match will be good. I don't know if, like...
That's crazy.
Because, like, I think Shirakawa is great, obviously. And I think Tora can be really, really good in the right spot. So, like, I'm hoping that's where they go. But I am so fearful on this show of Oedo Tai tactics.
Yeah.
I'm so fearful because it's the old school Joshi heel / Bushiroad booking of, like, House of Torture that I'm sitting here like, oh, can we avoid this, please? Like, can we please just not have this, like, take up an entire match? I don't care if they cheat a little. That's what a heel does. But that's why I said, like, I don't know if this match will be good, because part of me thinks, well, one of these matches feels like they're really gonna use that heel work, and I'm kind of hoping it's not the main event.
True.
But I think no matter what, Shirakawa wins. I think so too,
yeah. Definitely.
It'd be pretty cool if, like, Toni Storm or Mariah May or someone.
I was hoping to see Mariah on the card somehow.
Yeah. I would like to see that. I don't see why not. If she has her visa to go.
Yeah. I don't think she's doing anything this weekend either, so.
No. Toni Khan, do not put them on Collision.
Toni Khan.
let this happen. Let Mariah go support her, or Toni Storm surprise people. I think that would be great. Cool. It feels like that's what this match is for, almost. But
I think so.
We'll see. I'm happy they gave Shirakawa a showcase singles match, because I thought they should have done that with Azumi too.
Yeah.
They did not We did not
should have been that. A lot of more singles matches on this card, I think.
Yeah. Oh, I meant to make a complaint. Shuri being in an opening trios match angers me.
So real.
So much.
God.
I was looking at last year's card because I wanted to make myself sad, I guess. and I'm like, oh my gosh, she faced Chihiro Hashimoto and that was so great.
Epic match.
So and sick. This year she's doing nothing. She's not like Konami's going to do most of the work because Konami's, you know, the person that's back. So like, I know you're a big Shuri fan, as everyone should be. How do you feel about her placement right now in Stardom?
She feels very just not doing much of anything, honestly. I don't know. She's not in anything either. Like, and even like her match this weekend, it's more about Konami's return. Mm-hmm. More so than Shuri, so kind of sad because like last year she had like that big match and it I forgot what the placement was, but it was pretty good on the card in terms of like being near the main event. Mm-hmm. So I'm just very sad that this is where she's opening the show.
I think my biggest problem with this show isn't necessarily like the big title matches, like the long, you know, with multiple teams or multiple people. It's just, it feels like it could use 2-3 more singles matches.
Yeah.
Like great singles matches. Like I would put I would have done Shuri versus Azumi. They have great chemistry. Or like Shuri versus anyone.
Literally anybody.
Like it would have been great. Or Konami's return match could have been Shuri versus Konami.
That would have been so sick, actually.
It would have made a lot of sense because they love facing each other. Oh, exactly. Now I'm upset. Oh, it's okay. Let's talk about the Goddesses of Stardom Championship match.
Yeah.
While I wish this was just Crazy Star versus FWC or something like that,
yeah,
I do think this match is going to be great because you have Suzu Suzuki, Mei Sara, Hazuki, Koguma, Azumi, Miyu Amasaki, Starlight Kid, and Ruaka all in one match. Lots of talent, lots of high speed talent. I can't see this being anything but great, truthfully. Like, it's a lot of moving parts, but I like to think back to the New Blood tag title match from last year. It was Starlight Kid and Karma, remember Karma, folks, versus O2 Line versus Wingory. And that was really good.
Really fun.
And I would argue these teams are better. I mean, O2 Line's the same. But I'm very hopeful that this can be a great match. I don't really know who's going to win. My heart says Crazy Star because I want them to win. I want them to keep going. I think they've been the team of Stardom for the past 365 days. It was 366 days ago that Mei Sara made her return to the company. It's also when Suzu Suzuki officially joined Stardom. And as we saw through Golden Week, they paired them together and they've been stuck together ever since. Wonderfully, by the way. And they finally, after a year together, debuted matching gear.
Finally.
Right? Like we can't take the belts away from them now. What are your feelings on this match in terms of your expectations for the quality of it and the expectations of who will win? I think you said Crazy Star earlier, but I kind of want to like hear why maybe they should win over the millions of teams that we have in this.
Well, I think it'll be a fun match. Like, you know, there's a lot of like moving parts and high speed people. Mostly everyone here.
Yeah.
Here's like high speed. So it should be like really wild and fun to watch. I think Crazy Star should win though, because they just got the belts and they just got their gear. And I think they're just really good as a team. And I just want to keep seeing them like
get
the belts. I feel like they haven't even gotten started. So like if they lost them now, I would be so sad. And like we can do like the singles, FWC match later.
Yeah.
So I just want them to keep them for a little while more.
I definitely agree. You know, with the Fukuoka show coming up in Golden Week, I wouldn't mind if like they stay separated in this match and then maybe they do it there. Because obviously, you know, Azuki and Koguma, I'm pretty sure we'll have a title match of some form on that show. Azumi, let's talk about Azumi. Obviously, made waves this past couple weeks. She's getting praise from everyone, right? Like, pretty much anyone that watched either AEW, Ring of Honor, or New Japan got to see the greatness of Azumi. Mm-hmm. She's just in a tag title match. And I love her and Amasaki. I think they've done such a great job, especially these past couple months, of coming together. But what do you think about them not running with Azumi a little bit more here after what she's done the past couple weeks?
I think it's kind of strange, especially like you said, she's been on so many like shows and promotions, and just to have her like in the tag match, not even like just a one-on-one like tag match, mm-hmm. but it's like with like three other teams. It's kind of weird. I don't know. I feel like we could have done something more with her. I don't know. Maybe like, I don't know. This would have been the chance to like put like a AEW talent with her. Mm-hmm. I would have loved to see maybe them like, I don't know, do something with like anything, just anything more than this, I think.
I got my hopes up for Athena when Athena said she wanted to face, and I quote, AZM. She said AZM, so I have to quote that. I cue the video of Azumi explaining her name. Always my favorite. But I got my hopes up that maybe that was the hint that they had been working towards, you know, maybe getting Athena a visa and making that match happen on the show. It didn't happen. And I think you're absolutely right. Like, they should have capitalized on the excitement that she's created. And I think eventually they will. Like, she's the one that feels high in the higher position between her and Kamatani right now. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, anytime they show up, they're playing her music, not Saya's. Now, some people may say I'm reading too much into it, but that's always mattered in Stardom. Like, the music mm-hmm. always matters. So we'll see. I think this match is going to be great, though. I think, you know, you have four teams that work really well together. I can't see it being anything but a top tier match. I read what was next and I got upset. No. Next up, we have Melt here, Tam and Natsupoi.
Let's go.
Facing Aja Kong and Kaoru Ito. Listen, I have no problem with Aja Kong. Have you seen Kaoru Ito wrestle in the past?
I actually don't know much about her.
Okay, so Kaoru Ito used to be really great in her day. Like, she was really good wrestler, pretty crazy wrestler at that. Now, not so great. Not so great. You know, I know Sari loves her. They do a lot of things together. Like, she's on a lot of her shows, and she's the person that she learned a lot from. So, like, that is part of the reason I think she's on the show to begin with. It's hard for me. Like, Kaoru Ito trained Sari, and she helped teach Natsupoi as well, which is why Natsupoi is so interested in this match. Ultimately, the conversation point here, though, is this is Aja Kong's first ever match in Stardom.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, there's reasons for that. Why, you know, Aja Kong and Rossi Ogawa did not get along. But it's a big moment nonetheless. And it's a match that Tam wanted after the Spark show, which is pretty crazy. Just think that that's how we got here from the Spark show. So congratulations to them for helping kind of book a story. Mm-hmm. My fear, the reason I'm not as excited for this match as I want to be, because I do love Aja, I feel like Meltier's going to lose, and I really don't like it.
I know. I already know, I've kind of prepped myself that Poi's taking the pin.
Yep.
And it's fine. It's not fine, but it'll have to be fine.
I just see her taking the double back, the spinning back fist from Aja, and
I can already imagine it in my head.
Going down like a ton of bricks. And I'm just like, oh, you're supposed to be challenging for the wonder, not doing this. It's also really funny because I really thought Tam and Natsupoi were going to be in the top title matches on this show.
LOL.
months ago. Boy, was I wrong. Didn't have a clue. I've seen the ticket sales so far. Might have helped. I love Momo Watanabe. I love Hana. But here's the thing. This is the biggest show of the year. You're trying to pack the Buntai show. I know who the biggest draws in this company are. And they're Cosmic Angels. It is Tam. It is Poi. So, like, if you're going to do the Hanan match, I feel like you had to do the Tam match. You know, it's like you work one and one, and mm-hmm. and they did it. And I appreciate taking chances. I do.
Yeah.
Not even putting them in what I think is a bigger match, at least. But listen, it'll be cool to see Aja Kong in there.
Yeah, that's cool.
Natsupoi's going to bump her ass off in the end.
I know. I love that Natsupoi's just been doing like these monster kind of matches since her return. Just not taking it easy. She's so based.
No, not at all. Someone asked me the other day, like, are they maybe like protecting Tam? I was like, protecting Tam? Wow. Natsupoi's the one that needs protection. She came back after. And has done nothing but, I feel like, be dropped on her head every time she does.
And lose. That's great.
Oh, boy. We were also spoiled, right? We had the Sari Hashimoto versus Poi and Sayori match, and now we're here. Meltier is also supposed to be like the top team. Like, what?
I know what happened. What the heck?
As everyone can tell, I'm very conflicted about it. But what I'm not conflicted about,
let's go,
is the match 4 years in the making. It is a legitimate dream match. I say it's the best versus the best, plain and simple. I know a lot of people had a great time with AEW Dynasty when you got the best versus the best with Will Ospreay and Bryan Danielson. But listen, this match is the one I've been waiting for. It is Mayu Iwatani versus Sari for the IWGP Women's Championship. This is what it's all about. This is what it's all about. This is why we watch. How excited are you for this match?
I am so excited. Like you said, Dynasty, that was for the boys, but this is for men. This match is for real men. Like, the boys had their fun. Now it's time for the men to watch. I'm That's so real. Excited, dude.
That is real. This match, as everyone knows, was supposed to happen 4 years ago for the World of Stardom Championship. These two have only faced one time on Sari's Produce show in a tag team match. Otherwise, they have never faced. That match 4 years ago got canceled because Sari signed with WWE. She, of course, would go to WWE. Mayu would face Takumi Aroha in what was a fantastic match that everyone should go out of their way to see. And Sari, of course, would have her run in WWE, which I've said my complaints many times on this show of what that was. But ever since she's come back, she has arguably been the best wrestler in the entire world. And she's facing someone that I consider the greatest, and that's Mayu Iwatani. Like, this is it. Last year, I got the one dream match I never thought would happen, which was Mayu and Mercedes Moné. This year is the Joshi version of that to me. Like, it's really just the best against the best. Sari has been incredible. Yeah. Incredible since returning to Japan. Mayu Iwatani is Mayu Iwatani. Must I say more? But they do have a little bit of story going here. The story is that Mayu Iwatani is terrified of Sari's elbows. She doesn't like them. She thinks they're painful. She said, I might run away. We could try this again in 4 years, like the Olympics.
Awesome.
That was, and Sari's answer was, I'm going to end the match with one elbow then. And I was like, uh-oh. Sari has said she wants this match to be remembered for a very, very long time. It doesn't matter what the finish is. It just matters that they're facing off, because there's no world where this match is going to be anything less than a match of the year contender. Mm-hmm. The realm of possibilities are high in terms of how great this can be, but I am just so excited. How do you think they book this match?
Oh,
that's my really question. Because I have no idea.
I was about to say, I'm just excited to watch. I didn't even think about like too. What they're gonna do, what how it's gonna end. I've just been like, I'm so excited to watch.
That's how I feel, because like Sari is the Beyond the Sea champion.
Mm.
Sari doesn't lose all that much, and Mayu isn't losing the belt. You know why I know Mayu's not losing the belt? Because I saw Sari show up at Marigold the day before the press conference last week.
There's also that, yeah.
So, like, I don't know how, because I think the IWGP title has a 60-minute time limit. And they're not doing that.
That's so sick.
I thought it was 30.
Oh.
And they could lie and say it's 30. Like, I'm not going to stop them if they want to just say that. Because, like, my first thought was the time limit draw.
Mm-hmm. Same. That's what I was like. I was like, okay. But if it's 60, that's kind of crazy.
If it's 60, then Mayu's winning, which ultimately would probably make it a better match because we'd get a winner.
Yeah.
I don't know. Here's my prediction. Mayu leaves with the belt. That's about all I got. That's
fair enough.
That's fair.
I think that's fair. I can't see Sarray taking that belt to Marigold. So there's that.
It'd be pretty awesome if she did. No offense.
It'd be pretty sick.
No offense to them, but it'd be pretty cool. I'm just so excited for this match. Like,
I am too.
Ever since they announced it, I've not cared about anything else really in wrestling. Besides that, like match wise, besides that, obviously, like Margo being announced has been awesome, and you know, there is, still a great roster here and the involvement everywhere. But this is the match, this is the match, and I just can't wait. I don't care who wins, I don't care what the ending is, I just can't wait to watch it. But there's going to be two matches after this, which it's going to be tough to follow. Mm-hmm. And that, of course, is the Wonder of Stardom Championship. It'll be Sayori defending against Hanan. Hanan, your Cinderella tournament winner, taking her opportunity, and she is going to step into the biggest match of her career. Sayori has held the belts for 117 days. She has one successful defense, of course, against Starlight Kid. Let me ask you. How are you feeling about this match as we head into it?
I'm actually really excited for it, just to see Hanan get that big shot opportunity. Yep. She's semi-main event, so that's pretty huge for her, especially on this kind of show. Pretty huge. It'll be cool to see. I think they will deliver. I hope they deliver, because it'll be a career-defining moment for Hanan, whether she wins or loses anyway. So,
It's really weird. Because I love Sayori. I love Hanan. I talk up Hanan every week on this show. But it's really weird because Sayori's singles title matches have been weird.
They have been,
Like, they've been... They haven't been bad. The Natsu Point match the bull rope, That was weird.
That was strange.
I would prefer if they just had a normal match. But
I don't know why they did that.
I don't either. But the Mirai matches were okay. The first one I didn't like. The first one where they went to the draw. Mm. Did they go to the draw? Yeah, I was like, It's weird. The second one was better. The Starlight Kid one
was okay.
I'm not gonna lie, I forgot that happened. It was okay. I think she needs this match to deliver just as much as Hanan does. And Hanan doesn't need to win to walk out of this match a star. And I think that's kind of what I'm feeling right now. Hanan's been so good that, like, if she won this, I would be, like, up on my feet, like, you know, fist pumping, like, let's go, you know, type thing. Because I think Hanan, that's why would have an incredible match down the line. But the story remains in my mind about Natsupoi getting this belt from Sayori. So going into that, I do think Sayori walks out with the win. What are you looking for from Hanan here? You know, assuming she's losing, like, what do you just want her to have a great main event level type match? And, you know, after this, she'll have the Wingori stuff, but, you know, hopefully bring that momentum into, like, the five star. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah. That'd be sick to have, like, a little redemption arc. That'd be sick.
I think she's just so good and she's so talented. I'm really hoping that this is just the beginning for her. If the title went from Sayori to Natsupoi to Hanan, I think that would work really well.
See, in my world, it's Natsupoi and then Hazuki.
Okay. I agree. But I can't. I made a promise to stop booking Hazuki to win belts in my head because I get sad.
Oh yeah, that's real. Look, I'm not gonna stop until I see Hazuki with one belt. Anything really? I mean, I'm getting desperate at this point. Whatever.
I need it to be the Wonder. I've always needed Hazuki to hold the Wonder. Her beating Natsupoi would be a magical match. I just can't talk myself into it. I can't do it. It hurts.
I'm delusional, so I will keep fighting for it.
I feel like I've done it after, let's see, who have been the past champions? So I did it with Saya. I did it with Mina. I did it with Mirai. I'm not going to do it with Sayori. I'm not talking myself into Hazuki beating Sayori. If Natsupoi wins it, yeah, I could see myself do that. Actually, that would work out really well. It would be you're doing this to me. You did this to me. You're making me think of this. Sayori to Natsupoi to Hazuki to Hanan.
Yes, we're cooking. Oh my god.
Oh man, that would be fantastic. But
the streets need it, dude.
I know, but I'm not getting my hopes up. I can't do that. I need Natsupoi to get the belt first. Then I can start to get my hopes up. But Hanan, I hope she has a fantastic performance, and I hope this is the best match of Sayori's run thus far. And the main event, the World of Stardom Championship, Mika defends against Momo Watanabe in a 3-round best 2 out of 3 falls match. I have many thoughts about this match, but when they announced the stipulation, let me go back. When they announced this match, obviously it was agreed upon at the US show. How did you initially feel?
I was, well, with Momo, I've been burned so many times. I was like, okay, look. I was happy for Momo because I was like, oh, wow, the main event spot on All-Star Grand Queen. That's so sick for her. But then, I don't know. And then, like, I thought about it more. I was like, well, I don't know. The more I think about things, I'm like, well, I don't know.
So I will give my prediction in a few because I do have many thoughts about how this could go. But I do like that the initial reaction was, okay, well, at least Momo's in the main event. And I think, again, that's great. Momo is one of my first favorites in Stardom. And if she ever, you know, wanted to return to the full Queen's Quest version of herself, I wouldn't say no. Just saying. But I think she's actually been pretty close to that in this buildup. I think she's been vicious. I think she's been just very confident in everything she's doing. So that's been great. Now let's talk about the stipulation. It will be a singles match first.
Okay.
Then a hardcore match, which is described as essentially a falls count anywhere match, which changes things. Because originally when I read, when I saw it was hardcore, I said to myself, okay. So a way to tie stuff. Got it. And then last woman standing.
Okay.
So now that we know the rules, I think this match has two results in terms of like quality. It's either going to be an absolute mess or it's going to be absolutely fantastic. There's no middle ground, I think, for this match. And I hope they have creative ideas. I think wrestling around the Boontai would be very cool, especially with the falls count. But I just don't know. I don't know. It's a very unique rule set for these two, especially Micah. Micah's a very traditional wrestler.
Yeah.
So having her do that is interesting. Who do you think wins this match?
Micah.
Okay.
Well, it's Micah. I'm sorry, Momo fans. I just don't think she's getting it now.
This is the first time in a very long time I have felt 50-50 going into a Momo Watanabe title match.
Uh-huh.
And here's my pitch. I think we all know Tam is getting this title back, right? We know. It's going to happen. You know, she didn't have a real first title reign. She got hurt, and she's their biggest star. Would Taro Okada, who I think his best places to take from, I'm guessing just based on how he's booked so far, is New Japan, kind of see Momo as this heel figure that the super duper Tam babyface overcomes down the line?
That's interesting. That's a good point, actually.
I think that's a real possibility. And it's why I'm giving Momo such a real shot in this match. I think it would be great for Momo to win because Momo deserves a World of Stardom title match. And Micah losing at the biggest show of the year isn't bad for her first title reign. I'm just wondering, like, how do they book this? Because, like I said earlier, the ticket sales don't look too hot, which is upsetting. And like, as we know with a Bushiroad company, when that happens, you go to the top guy, Tetsuya Naito, for example. I compare to, you know, people don't like it, but I compare Tam to Tetsuya Naito in terms of the Stardom and New Japan universes. And I feel like no matter what, that's where we're going. So would you rather be the heel champion or just have it be Micah? Which, by the way, they teased a few months ago and then just completely dropped it.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, well, they have unfinished business, so I feel like Micah is going to.
Yeah.
I don't know. But then you, like, the Momo thing is a good point, though. I can't see that. Especially, like you said, with Okada and, like, Charge and, like, his New Japan booking brain. I can see that.
As everyone can tell, I have no idea. I'm pretty 50-50 split here. Safe bet for me is Micah.
Mm-hmm.
I just think like they want to make her look strong. And, you know, they could be using Momo as the big scary heel for Micah to overcome. But I don't know. The Momo to Tam thing kind of writes itself. So I don't know. I don't know. I'm also trying to think of the five star, like who could win that? Do they want to just have Tam win that?
Maybe. I don't know who else could win it.
I think only Tam would make the most sense right now. She's never won it either, so
no. Okay.
It'd be new.
I wouldn't be mad. As a Cosmic Angels number one defender, I would not be mad to see them take over Stardom. So.
I expect them to eventually. They're the only faction that had like a story in all the madness that's happened over the past 2 months, right, with the Carrara and Ayasaka stuff and that little story to get them in. Like, I thought that was really good. So I think this is a Cosmic Angels company sooner rather than later.
Let's go. Let's go.
You know what? I'll say it here. I'm going to pick Momo to win. Let's just get crazy. I'll be very happy if that happens, because I do love Momo. I think
I'd be happy too. I think something.
I think a lot of people would be happy, except for like Peps.
Yeah.
Peps would be suffering, but you know, it's okay. I suffered when Suzu lost. It's Peps' time to shine. Nah, I'm just kidding. Micah has had a good run, so I actually don't think she'll end it, but I'm going with Momo because that's the chaos that I'm here for. But that is All-Star Grand Queen of 2024. Out of 10, how excited are you for the show?
Like a solid 6.5. I think closest to the show, I'll be excited because it's a stardom show. Of course, I'm going to be excited, and like the talent will deliver. But then I compare it to like last year. I look at the card from last year. I'm like, oh, we had it so good.
Last year was an 11 out of 10.
Literally, yeah.
How the things have changed, you know? Like,
yeah.
Let's. Now I'm gonna look at last year's card. I just want.
Oh, I have it up already.
Oh, you do?
I look at it just to make myself sad.
That's not healthy. I mean. Yeah, okay, so All-Star Grand Queen them last year. The card was a pre-show rumble that was won by Mai Sakurai.
Oh.
Chen Yoda was in it. Momo Nakanishi. Sorry, getting off track. Then there was a pre-show 8-woman tag featuring Jesse, Mariah May, Zena, Tekla. And get this, this year's main eventer, Momo Watanabe. Natsuko Tora, Ruaka, and Saki Kashima. The opening match was the return of Mei Sara, teaming Starlight Kid against Azumi and Mei Tsuruga. See, we had it all last year.
Oh, fun.
We had Miwa Masaki and Utami versus Fuwa-chan and Hazuki. Oh, my God.
Where is she? She should come back.
We need Fuwa back.
Where is she? She's the real draw. Yeah, maybe they should advertise her, and maybe they'll sell some more tickets. I think that's what they need to do.
I completely forgot Fu was on. Fu was great. She was so good.
So sick. I love her. She's so cool. Better than Logan Paul.
Oh, that's the truth. That's real. The truth. Fu is the best celebrity wrestler ever.
Of all time. Yes.
Shut up, Fua. This show's also missing Utami, but that's a conversation. That's a conversation for another day. We had the Himeka retirement match, Micah defeating Himeka. One of Himeka's retirement matches.
I guess, yeah.
She had a few, but this was originally billed as that. I think it was her stardom retirement match initially. The one blemish on this show.
Yeah.
The Goddess of Stardom title match, Ami Sarai and Mirai defeated the Neo Stardom 7-Up. Why does it say Neo Stardom Army in cage match? The Nai Takahashi and you by count out. Yeah, that was
my count out. My count out is crazy.
That was rough. We had Restart. Oh, I missed Restart.
Oh, my goodness. This is one of my favorite matches of the whole night.
Restart was special.
I love them. I missed them so bad.
They defeated Prominence to win the Artist of Stardom Championships. We had a Wonder of Stardom title match, which was Mina Shirakawa ending the record reign of Saya Kamatani. In the third match to the top, see, you were right. We had Shuri defeating Chihiro Hashimoto by knockout. That was fantastic.
So sick.
We had an IWGP Women's Title match with Mayu Iwatani defeating Mercedes Moné. And in the main event, Tam defeated Julia for the World of Stardom Championship. Yep, this card ain't last year's, I'll tell you that. But I think it can deliver, and that's what matters most.
Yes.
I hope they get as many people in the building as possible. I'm going to hope that a lot of walk-ups happen. I think that's pretty probably expected anyways for such a big show. And now that we have a full card finally.
week before the show. Let's go.
Yeah. Week before the show. So I'm excited for the show. Thank you for coming on here to talk about it. Where can the people find you, content that you do, so on and so forth.
You can find me at Twitter at CosmicAdri_, and I have a blog where I write about wrestling called Heartbreak Wrestling. Gonna try to do some more writing on there. I'm working on updating my Stardom guide. I have this guide to Stardom, which I'm in the process of updating because it hasn't been updated. Rossi's still in there. All the merry-go-tell are in there. So I'm working on updating that. So
Stardom guides are great. So definitely. When that's posted, I'll make sure everyone keeps an eye out for it, because I know those guides do a lot of good. I did a Stardom guide earlier this year, like podcast-wise, mm-hmm. in January. Was absolutely demolished by the next like week. Because
I know, it's crazy.
Because I think EXV formed.
Yes.
And then, obviously, Rossi left. And the Marigold wrestlers have now left. So, yeah, it's a mess. But that's why I've written one's good, because you can change it.
Yeah.
once you do audio, it's over. But thank you so much for joining me. After this, I'll be quickly talking about the upcoming retirement of Arisa Nakajima. So everyone stay tuned. But make sure you check out Adriana's Twitter and blog. That's the best place to check that out. All right, we continue on here. I'd like to thank Adriana for coming on the show and previewing the big all-star Graham Queendom show. But let's finish up here, because I do want to talk about the Seedling show from this past weekend. A really strong show, an incredible trios main event that saw the return of Arisa Nakajima, as well as Tsukasa Fujimoto, with Sari facing off with Hinako Nakamori, Hiroyo Matsumoto, and Miyuki Takase. It was Arisa Nakajima that got the win over Matsumoto. The match and really the show overall did take a back seat, however, when Arisa Nakajima announced after the match that she will be retiring. She'll be retiring on August 23rd at Seedling's Cork and Hall show. So just really devastating stuff. She did say, you know, it is because of the neck injury that she suffered earlier this year. She said in a post-match conversation that she feels she can wrestle at 100%, but because of her neck injury, she feels like she can't wrestle at the 120% that she's done for all of her career. So just heartbreaking stuff at the end of the day. Arisa Nakajima is one of the greatest of all time. Like, plain and simple, she is one of the greatest of all time. 35 years old, some of the best and most violent matches of the past few decades. Just nonstop greatness. You know, I'm highlighting this match as one to go out of your way to see, because it was her showcasing that in her return. 35 years old, multi-time champion. She's a four-time JWP Openweight champion, three-time Beyond the Sea champion. She's technically the reigning Tsukebon world champion, four-time Beyond the Sea tag team champion. I would love to see her and the Nai Takahashi have one more sort of match. They had a hair versus hair match. That's one of the great matches in Seedling's history. Tsukasa Fujimoto also announced that she will be going back on her hiatus on August 24th. So she is really truly back for Arisa Nakajima, which is pretty emotional stuff. If anyone's looking for matches to check out from the career of Arisa Nakajima, here are some for you. Arisa Nakajima and Tsukasa Fujimoto versus Nanai Takahashi and Yoshiko from July 24, 2016. One of the best matches that I've ever seen. Arisa Nakajima versus Kana from the Climax in December 15, 2023. Last year, Arisa Nakajima versus Sari, obviously just a fantastic match, one of the best all year. Arisa Nakajima versus Nanai Takahashi, the one I was talking about from November 2nd, 2019. Hair versus hair, just an incredible main event, 26 minutes and 8 seconds. I'm thinking about doing some content to really celebrate her career. But here's one that many of you will probably enjoy. Risa Nakajima versus Io Shirai at the Stardom Year End Climax with the JWP Open weight title and World of Stardom title on the line. Fantastic stuff all around here. So I'm going to be spending a lot of the rest of this year kind of celebrating her greatness and what she's done over the past, past few decades. You know, she's been wrestling since 2005 is when she made her debut. She did take 2 years off in 2010 and 2011 before returning. Part of me hopes that maybe she does come back. But right now, this is where she's going. She will be retiring. So we are going to celebrate her the best we can. Risa Nakajima, incredible career. Let's enjoy these last few months. I do know that over Golden Week, the best friends, Tsukasa Fujimoto and Risa Nakajima, will be teaming up in Ice Ribbon. So she's going to have a full-on retirement road here, and I'll do the best to cover it on this show. Also coming up this Monday, which I will review sometime next week. I don't know when my dream queen, my Grand Queendom review is going to happen yet. Hopefully I can figure that out soon, but I am pretty busy Saturday, so I may not be able to do it until potentially the day after. We'll have to wait and see. The day after, a few days after, maybe not a live review. Again, we'll have to wait and see. But on Monday, May Sarah will head to Diana to challenge for Haruka Umasaki's world championship. So that's a pretty cool match to keep an eye on. I'll be reviewing that as well next week. And I think otherwise for next week, we don't have too much. It's going to be Golden Week after that, so a bunch of huge shows to keep an eye on. This weekend's also the Mio Momono versus Miyumi Ozaki match. My feelings on that will be interesting, depending on the result. So these are all things to keep out on. But I did want to just give a message to Risa Nakajima here as we close out this show. Go check out that Seething show. Just that match, the tag title match, and the tag match between Venny and Chi-Chi versus Rina Yamashita and Misa Kagura was really good. That is it for the 5-Star Joshi Show this week. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you to Adriana for jumping on here. I'll be back sometime over the next 7 days to review All-Star Grand Queendom 2024. And yeah, that's about it. So thank you, everyone, for listening to the show. And until next time, see ya.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.